looking for a little fun. W4W27 Clayco. Last night I was talking with my man. He asked me why I wasn't focused in the bedroom, and I really didn't have an answer. So he said to me that he think maybe I need a woman in the bedroom. Him and I have been together for 5 years. He knows in my past, I have been with woman before. For me, it's been 3 years since I've slept with another woman. All morning, I have been thinking that he just might be right. Spice up the bedroom a little. But we do have rules. 1, must be DD free. 2, most be 420 friendly. If you do any other drugs, please let us know. This ain't no crackhead party or a motherfucking crackhead dream. I ask that you be a very sexy person, so I... 16 to 22. Please have a job and a mobile. Must have some business about yourself. Turn on for me. Excuse me. I done cracked. Okay. Ooh. Hopefully. Turn on for me someone with large breasts. Oh, God. I think what does it for me is the picture. She's a big black woman. Not to be racist or anything, okay? Turn on for me is someone with large breasts and fat ass. Please, please, please smell good at all times. Oh yeah, there will be no touching my man, no fucking him. He wants to see us together. Age must be 21 to 33 years. If you are for real about this, please leave cupcake 44 in subject box. Please leave a full body picture or no respond.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lols.
Eat that boom boom!
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape
everything. Oh my God! All right, yes, hey freaks, Timothy James Hudson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DV. Got a great program for you. We kick things off with a discovery by yours truly. That's right. I know what you're saying, Tim. You think too much. You're a genius, a real brainiac. This hot on the heels of my discovery of a whole number between 2 and 3 called Levenge, and of course, most recently, my solution. For global warming, which is simply to spray paint all of Earth's grass white, and then the heat rays of the sun will just bounce off back into space. See? I'm always thinking. Today's discovery is not as grandiose as a solution to global warming, but it's still important. You know, we feature a lot of crackpots on this program, a lot of conspiracy theorists, and I figured out finally, they're not insane because of what they say. They're insane because of how they say it. You know what I mean? Anyone can have an opinion on things that you disagree with. You know, if you calmly heard, I kind of believe that maybe the government had something to do with 9/11. You wouldn't think that person is nearly as insane as a person who's screaming it. You know what I mean? Like, the government planted bombs all over the building and they blew it all up! You don't understand! And they're putting special growth hormones in bacon! And it's making our children retarded! What is that about the bacon? You lost me on that one. No! It's a special chemical and it eats your brain! Did you ever fucking stop and think why bacon is so delicious? And why people are making cakes out of bacon? And bacon houses? And bacon casseroles? All of a sudden, the whole world has gone bacon crazy. It's the government. They want you to eat as much bacon as possible. Like, well, okay, calm down. All right, we know there are growth hormones in meat. I don't think they're causing the children to become retarded, and I don't think the government is behind, you know, bacon casseroles and bacon gingerbread houses and stuff. You know, they get a little off track, I think. And Alex Jones is one of these guys. He has his own radio show. We've featured Alex Jones so many times on DV. I can't remember who turned us on to him. Was it Corey? But we've got, you know, we've even done a bunch of remixes with Alex Jones. Here's one of them.
It takes will to take a two-year-old baby and to take him and put him in a chamber and send high radiation through him until they die. Or to give him a lower dose and watch him die over 2 weeks. I mean, it takes will to go fry a little baby and then watch him bleed out and watch their fast-growing cells die and their intestines melt in them. And
Alex Jones is suggesting that the U.S. government is doing that. They're killing babies. They're putting babies in ovens.
People all fall out. And blisters all over their faces.
It's all part of the New World Order.
It takes a lot of will to do that, and I want you to know that's the type of demon creatures that are just an inch away from you and your family. Taking toddlers, putting them in a radiation tank, and frying them?
I mean, this sounds like an interesting radio show. I'd be captivated.
Oh, but they wouldn't, and that's admitted. I mean, you know, frying babies, folks. But you want to load jets up full of children, some of which are going to have their heads blown off after they're raped.
Baby. And then what is this one?
I want you to go insane. I want you to, I mean, by insane, I mean just
someone's
aggressively
already
buy a
there.
DVD burner, aggressively burn copies of Terror Storms, aggressively, I mean, make 10 copies every night while you're sitting there surfing the web. Just burn. Just burning them, knowing you're circumventing them, knowing there's nothing on earth that can stop us, knowing that they're desperate right now, knowing they're clawing at us with everything
crazy. They
got. They're holding the door. They are literally putting their shoulders up against their castle gate, and we have a giant siege engine just ramming, who has the name Truth on its crown, just smashing right up against those doors, and it's cracking, and stone is falling, and they got fear in their eyes, and just take the moral authority, energize, and go, ah! 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 And just
you can hear
down.
This guy on the radio, at
down.
AM stations.
I'm just getting so excited. Blood! Mayday.
You get the idea.
You think I like it?
Alex Jones was recently on the Piers Morgan show over there on CNN, and he was spewing all sorts of crazy.
Hey, wait a minute. I have FBI crime statistics that come out a year late, 2011. 20%+ crime drop in the last 9 years. Real violent crime, because more guns means less crime. Britain took the guns 15, 16 years ago. Tripling of your overall violent crime. True, we have a higher gun violence level, but overall mugging, stabbings, deaths. Those men raped that woman in India to death with an iron rod 4 feet long. You can't ban the iron rods. The guns, the iron rods,
well,
Pierce, didn't do it. The tyrants did it.
You know, he kind of sounds sane there. He's just ramping up, though.
The iron rods. The guns, the iron rods, Pierce, didn't do it.
The whole reason why he's on the Piers Morgan show is because Alex Jones, like, started a petition to get Piers Morgan deported because Piers Morgan is against guns, I guess.
Tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns. My family in the Texas Revolution against Santa Anna, my family was at the core on both sides starting that, because Santa Anna came to take the guns at Gonzales, Texas. Pierce, Don't try what your ancestors did before. Why don't you come to America? I'll take you out shooting. You can become an American and join the Republic.
That's what America's all about, shooting shit.
You finished?
Yes, I am finished.
No, I have a feeling he's not finished. The second Piers Morgan starts talking, Alex Jones is going to have something else to say.
You will not take my right. You go through background checks to get guns. How about Prozac? You know the number one. Oh, that's the big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, whoa, got to cut that off, don't you? Don't want to talk about the U.S. number one.
Listen, Piers Morgan was not cutting Alex Jones off because they were talking about a sponsor. That wasn't it at all. You're getting way off topic, all right? We're talking about guns, and now you're talking about deaths by Prozac.
Cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide murder pills.
Calm down.
Your answer is give more money to the psychiatrist and psychologist to put more crazy people on drugs that make them kill people, Pierce.
Let's try and have a debate here.
Yeah.
Good
answer
luck.
Me this question.
Mm-hmm. I'm sick of the same old script here, bud.
It's fine, bud. How many gun murders were there in America last year? Do you know?
There were about 11,458.
Well, that doesn't seem like that many when you think of how many millions of people there are in the U.S.
And about 74% of those were gang-related, gangbanger shooting each other. You get 3,500 to 4,000.
Okay, that wasn't
the case. How many people died from infections in hospitals? 197,000. That's right.
Well, right, but infections in hospitals aren't caused by someone else maliciously. You know what I mean? Like, guns are a little different.
How many gun murders were there in Britain?
How many great white sharks?
No, how many
kill people every year, but they're scared to swim?
Right. How many gun murders were there in Britain?
A very low amount. I already went over those statistics.
How many, you know?
That was only a few hundred.
No. How many gun murders?
I actually did pull statistics. Here, let me pull them out right here. I figured you'd do that.
Gun murders.
Oh, wait.
In last
UK
year.
Violent crime, capital of Europe. London Telegraph. Here, let me
give
you
one. It's quite a simple question.
Well, that's the oldest.
You're very loud,
that's the
old, man.
No, that's the oldest Perry Mason tactic to ask me some little factoid.
It's not a little factoid.
Yeah, really. I mean, I can sort of see where Piers Morgan is coming from here. I don't necessarily agree with him totally on this gun issue, but, you know, if you're talking about a country that has outlawed guns like England, right? I guess you could sort of say, well, look, how many gun deaths were there in England? And then, you know what I mean, to compare it to the United States. So it does sort of link together.
I already
there.
Said earlier,
talking about
England
a country
has a lot lower gun crime rate because you took all the guns.
Let me try exactly
but
my
But you've
point.
Got hordes of people burning down cities and beating old women's brains out every day.
What a ridiculous
thing. They arrest people in England if they defend themselves. That's on record. My God, you have got a total police state. Everybody's fleeing that country because you've had to flee here, bud. Why don't you tell folks?
Here.
Yeah, you fled here. Why don't you go back and face the charges for the hacking scandal?
Answer this question. How many
Why'd you get fired from the Daily Mirror for putting out fake stories? You're a hatchet man of the New World Order. You're a hatchet man. And I want to say this right here. You think you're a tough guy? Have me back with a boxing ring in here, and I'll wear red, white, and blue, and you can wear your...
I'm going to fight you, and I'm going to bring a gun.
Ollie Roger.
Okay.
You know what?
Let's try again. How many gun murders were there?
Oh, you're going to ban your fist now?
In Britain last year.
How many chimpanzees can dance on the head of a pin?
Hmm.
I already went over those statistics.
Do you know the answer?
No, I don't.
You said hundreds.
It's very low.
You said hundreds?
Yes.
It's actually 35.
Well, the point is you can...
Against 11,000. Do you understand the difference between 11,000
Yeah, England wants
35.
To ban knives now because tens of thousands are getting stabbed.
Right. But do you understand the difference?
The knife doesn't kill people.
Do you understand?
The gun doesn't kill people.
Yes.
Listen,
you understand
do you understand
between 35
you're not going to pull on America's heartstrings? They know your script, okay? You're not going to get our guns. By the way, you guys always say, we just want to take the semi-autos, okay, and all this other stuff. When semi-autos aren't even, rifles aren't even used, but in a fraction of the crimes, you can pull those numbers up, okay?
Let me ask you one question. Which weapon was predominantly used in the Aurora movie theater shooting?
M4 AR-15 variant.
So it was a semi-automatic assault rifle.
Yes, again.
Okay.
But statistics.
We're getting somewhere now. We're getting some answers out of Alex Jones.
It's very, very low.
Do you agree it was the single biggest shooting in the history of America in terms of people hit by a shooter? Do you know that?
No, I believe that there were others.
No, there's been some other shootings,
over 30.
No. This was the single biggest mass shooting.
Well, listen, there have been bombings of
these are like little factoids you're pulling out.
Let me ask you a second question.
Why can't the pilots have firearms?
Question. Alex,
we trust them to fly the planes.
Alex, You've had a lot to say.
No, just my point is the Second Amendment is sacrosanct, and you're not getting it.
Do you know which weapon was used in the Oregon shopping mall mass shooting recently?
I understand that people who are mentally ill on all the serotonin reuptake inhibitors who play these shoot-em-up games want to go out and do this.
Alex,
because there's criminals, I don't lose my rights,
Alex,
Pierce.
Alex,
because there's criminals,
Alex,
I don't lose my rights.
Just answer the question.
Yeah.
Do you know what the weapon used was?
Listen, let me ask you a question.
No, he doesn't know the weapon. Either doesn't know the weapon or doesn't want to say the weapon.
I've got the FBI statistics that, the so-called semi-autos that you talk
about. Let's take a break. When we come back.
Again, you're not going to get our guns.
When we come back, try and answer my question.
Yeah, all you're going to do is sit there and play little factoid questions. Overall crime.
Yeah, but you're on as a guest to talk about gun violence. So, yes, facts will probably be introduced. Oh, my God, Alex Jones. Jesus Christ. It would have been great if he would have just started screaming about burning babies. And the U.S. government is frying babies in their big fucking ovens.
You want enslavement, folks, you're going to have foreign cops beating you and your family, taking your houses, raping your daughters. And you think I'm joking about all this? No, this is what they're going to do. America is slated for destruction. Ah! They want to kill us. You understand that? They want to line you and your family up and take your assets, and they want to gun you and your children down and throw you in pits. The neocons are founded by the Trotskyites. That's mainstream news. These are killers. They want to kill us. I'm just trying not to get mad, folks. But when these people start talking about how they want to openly kill us, I just can't handle it anymore. Bunch of scum. We're going to keep having victories, and we're coming for you. You've shot the whole Kit Kat and Caboodle. You've run on too far. The jig's up. Everybody knows who you are now, New World Order. You pieces of filth. But I can't back off of you, and I never am. This is America, you Nazi pigs. It is all by design a mass raping. They're killing the country right in front of us. And they think it's funny. Ah!
All right, you get the idea.
I can't believe my country's been completely
destroyed. Thank you very much, Alex Jones.
You need to be slapped upside the head.
All right, we're trying something a little bit different today. As I mentioned last week and the week prior, at the start of the year, we're going to be doing three Sideshow exclusive programs, or at least there's going to be Sideshow content. So on Tuesday, of course, yesterday we did an extended program. Today we're doing something where I'm going to end the show right now for non-paying members. You got like, what, 20 minutes of program? Sideshow Freaks will get the rest of the show. I've got more audio, more news stories. And, of course, voicemails to get to. If you're not a member, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Don't forget to email me, show at distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Thank you guys for checking out the show. I'm sorry I have to end it early. Wish I didn't have to do it, but Timmy Boo's got to pay the bills. Today I recorded the show in video format. If you want to see some highlights from the entire episode, or at least the first segment of the show, the first 30 minutes, check out YouTube, our YouTube channel at youtube.com/distortedviewshow. I posted some highlights from not only the Alex Jones segment, but also the other audio clips that I played, including a home birthing video and a clip from the porno movie, This Is Not Glee. You'll also get to see an amazing impression of a male porn star blowing his load in a very theatrical way. It's my O-Face. Check it out on YouTube and then get the entire 50-minute program on The Sideshow.